Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. How are you?
Good. You know what movie I watched last night?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
No, it was a fun movie to watch, and you know it. The 2007 release, not the new release, Death at a Funeral. Did you ever see that?
Now, that's so interesting that you said that. Is that because I told you what Jody had told me?
Yeah, so I went and watched it.
Oh, so you watched the one in 2007. Yeah, now I saw that one. But she's talking about the British version.
That's the one, 2007.
Oh, that's it. The one.
That was produced by Frank Oz.
Right.
And that is a funny. I sat there at various times laughing so loud in my house.
You're kidding.
It's once again, it was just a very well done comedy. It really was. And you see some faces in there, like the short guy who's in Game of Thrones was in this movie.
Okay, right.
One of the guys who was in Love Actually was in this movie, and some other famous actors and actresses. At 2007, it was just a funny movie.
Well, let me ask you a question. Yeah. How does that compare with the older version?
That is the older version.
No, I mean the newer version.
I don't know. I haven't seen the newer version.
Oh,
but
okay.
But it, the newer version is probably just as good. It's just that the British always seem to do it first.
Right.
No, they do. They do. I mean,
yeah.
But it was and that would be a movie that you guys could do. It really would be.
That was what she had suggested. So we'll have to look at two movies this weekend. Again, we're looking at Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte. And the reason we're looking at it is because the movie's rather long and we need to cut it.
The great thing about this movie is that mm-hmm. once everybody arrives, it's all in one location. It's all filmed in one location. Once everybody arrives at the place where they're going to have the funeral,
yes,
it's all in one location.
See, that's really right up our alley.
Yeah, it's all in one location.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for passing that on. And I got to look for the 2007 version. Okay.
Yep.
I will try and see it over the weekend. In the meantime, before I talk to you about asking for your input, because Marshall is creative, sun will mix with some clouds today. It's not going to be nearly as windy.
I hope.
Yesterday, the winds were over 40. Today, maybe some gusts to 20. 55 to 60 will be the high today. Partly cloudy tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, we'll have some rain that could start as a wintry mix, and this won't happen until the afternoon. And it's just going to start as maybe a little sleet or wet snow in some of the higher elevations. And that is, again, tomorrow afternoon, mid-40s. Showers end Saturday morning in the afternoon. It clears up. It's going to be nice, mid-60s. And now for Sunday, we'll start with sun. It will cloud up, but forget the late showers. They're not coming in until sometime Sunday night. So now there's no rain on Sunday, and the highs will be in the low 60s. So why is Pat saying things that is not in his forecast? Because the computer models are all running an hour late, because the National Weather Service that supplies all this stuff stays on standard time.
Yeah.
So I do the forecast. Everything's got to be ready by 4 o'clock in the morning. And then, of course, the models come out 6:30, you know, when they're all finished. And I get to see all this other stuff, and I know I have to start changing things. So it makes life a little bit on the hard side. But needless to say, there was enough wind yesterday, and it took its time getting cranking. But once it got cranked, as you know, it was really strong and gusty, but at least it was mild.
Here's what the funny thing. I didn't leave the station yesterday. Let's see, what time did I leave the station? I think I left the station right around noontime, okay? And I get out, and I took my, I have a throw on, it's not really heavy, but I took it off because it was warm, and I get in the car, so I said, geez, when's this wind going to get here? I looked up in the sky, not a cloud in the sky.
Right.
Not a cloud, all right? And not, I mean, the wind wasn't, it was beautiful. So I get in my car, and I'm going home. And I've got a nice vista as I look north, and I once again, not a cloud in the sky. And I said, wow, when's this wind going to get here? I said, this will be a pretty, there's not a cloud in the sky. I guess it's not going to be a front. So this is no lie. I get out of my out of my car at my house. And guess what? The wind arrived right about 20 after 12. I mean, and it arrived with a vengeance, and it stayed. We had power outages here at various locations, telephone poles and some trees down and stuff like that. But and it was blowing so hard overnight. My cameras, my bear cams.
Yeah.
The trees were blowing so much that I had one bear cam that triggered off like 25 times because they were blowing, trees were blowing around so
detecting
hard.
Detecting motion, yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, and if you recall, the advisories didn't go into effect yesterday until around 12 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the timing. Yeah, that was definitely the timing. So that worked out well. Now, I'll bring you up to date. The gentleman who I thought would be a good candidate for filling in for me cannot fill in Monday through Friday because he has a full-time job, and he is available on the weekends. Okay, that really doesn't help me out. So I don't have, at this point right now, I don't have a fill-in, but AJ is calling me late this afternoon to fill me in on what's going on there, because I still don't know.
Yeah.
So I'll let you know about that. But this year, for the first time in 20 years, we have changed the place of our annual dinner dance at the lake.
What? Where's it going to be?
It's still going to be in New Jersey, but at a completely different place. It's actually a little closer to our lake, but nevertheless, we used to have it at a place called the Lafayette House in Lafayette, New Jersey, for 20 years. We changed it. We're going now to a place called the Zervas Inn, and that's in Mountain Lakes in a different place. So we're going to have a new place for the first time in 20 years, and we're going to also have a brand new DJ. What can I call this dance? We always say, come to the 20th annual dinner dance, and we have a name for it. One year was, Hop Into Spring with the annual dinner dance, spring affair or something like that. So now, do you have any idea? You don't have to give me an answer now. Any idea what I can call this dance, since we are moving to a new place, a new DJ, so it's like, you know, a new beginning after 20 years, but I don't know what to call it.
The climate change dance. Along with the climate change, we have a change of locations.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's got to be a little shorter than that. Marshall.
It's got to be shorter than that?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking of saying something on the fly, like, we're moving on up to the south side. So the east side. To the south side, to Zervas Inn, join us in our 21st annual dinner dance.
Pat O'Connell's come up with a good name for it, Get Rid of Winter Dance. The Get Rid of Winter Dance.
Winter Dance. Oh.
When is it held again?
June 8th.
All right. Well, it's too far into the summer, so you can't use that.
Right.
Forget the winter dance. But it wasn't really a bad winter, so you can't say that.
Right.
You could say time for a change dance.
See, I don't care for that either.
You know, along with a change of location, change your partner. That would be fun. Yeah. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I'm thinking of something like, you know, spring into your dancing shoes. Springing into, I don't know. I'm coming up with nothing. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We may just have to be boring and say, come to the 21st annual dinner dance.
I think that, I really think that's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
But also mention to them that it's at a new location. Otherwise, I'll go to the old location.
Right.
Could you imagine that?
Could you imagine that is right? Do you know that after 20 years of using this place, do you know that they didn't even pick up the phone to call and say,
what's going on? Yeah.
What's going on? How come you guys didn't book?
Yeah.
After 20 years.
Get no respect.
None. And it's not like it's cheap. You know, it's like having a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, full dinner, you know, open bar, you know, music and the whole bit. And, you know, their checks are thousands of dollars that we give them each year. So I can't believe that they just didn't pick up the phone to call us and say, you know, hey, what's with you guys? I mean, so that's one of the reasons why we decided to change the location.
And I think it's a good reason.
Yeah.
I think so, it's a good reason.
And I still have to make you a copy of our movie. I promise I'll do it this weekend because there's nothing pressing this weekend.
All right. And they were taking you for granted. That's what the problem was.
That is correct.
Taking you for granted.
Figuring that, you know, it's 20 years, so, oh, yeah, they'll be back. The lake will be back.
Well, the lake's not back.
No, the lake's not back. I'm not going in the lake. It's too cold. And and that's the end of that game.
All right. We'll check with you mañana. See, nail down the forecast for the weekend.
I'll try to nail it down.
All right, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast.